Goli, for that wonderful and heartfelt prayer for our fathers. And we do today give thanks for our fathers. And, you know, I give thanks for my dad. And I have to tell you, he is one of the most strongest and determined men I know. And I'm going to be careful to use the word determined instead of stubborn. I think they're kind of interchangeable. But yesterday was a great example as we got together for Father's Day at he and my mom's house yesterday. And my dad was so excited to show off to us that he's been in a walker for at least a couple years now, and was excited to show off that his hard work at physical therapy made it so that he is starting to be able to use a quad cane instead of a walker, and that was a big deal. And so I give thanks for the strength and determination and persistence that my dad has, that has a little bit in me. And I know you all have ways of your father, or a fatherly figure, or a grandfather, or an uncle that you could say wonderful words about. And I invite you in the chat to share what it is that you want to lift up in praise and thanksgiving for your father or a fatherly figure. And since we can't be here in worship together, to be able to share on chat and celebrate our dads. But with that, as we think about those who have raised us and encouraged us and been such a blessing to us, let us go to God in prayer to bless our fathers and fatherly figures. God, we thank you for fathers near, fathers with strong arms and fathers with feeble knees, present at table and at bathtub and at bedtime for prayers. Thank you, God, for fathers near. We thank you, O God, for fathers far away, fathers who ache for their families, fathers absent because of war or disease or despair, fathers who are present and absent at the same time. Thank you, God, for fathers far away. We thank you, O God, for caring communities, where mothers fill in for fathers, and fathers fill in for mothers, and grandparents put on the apron and the towel, where aunts and uncles and those who are absolutely no kin at all make our communities a home fit for habitation. Amen. Thank you, and praise to all our fathers. And I note that we've got Uncle Bill and a Nonoy and an Uncle Ben and a Scott here that are all fathers and raised such wonderful human beings. And so our dads that are here, we give you thanks and praise to each one of you. You all get Father of the Year Award. You just have to share it.